This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He writes political economics. He's based in London. The headlines in the London Times: Junior doctors strike. Keeping patients safe, quote, will be hard. NHS bosses, goes the subhead, warn emergency cover for unprecedented 96-hour walkout is very fragile. There's a picture of what I presume to be either junior doctors or officials in a hospital. Reduced to clear, reads this the handheld sign. Doctors now 30% off. Pay, and then there's a hashtag for pay restoration. The numbers are surprising. Junior doctors, including other personnel, GPs, paramedics, nurses, pharmacists, are paid very poorly in the National Health Service. And yet the National Health Service was given great credit for fighting the pandemic. Joe, is the NHS in question? I thought it was like Social Security here, the third rail you don't touch.
The NHS is just such a complicated beast in British society and British politics, because on the one hand, it is increasingly clear to everyone that the system is just creaking and that it's not going to be able to keep up with the demand for its services, and that it's struggling to find the resources to attract and pay the kind of staff that it needs, especially given the demands on its services that it's facing from a population that does seem to be getting older and sicker. And yet somehow they haven't quite reached the point where you can openly say that they need to completely change the system. So you do periodically hear nibbling around the edges of various reform ideas, which some of them are promising because they would contain within them the seeds of broader reform down the road. But so far, no one seems to be entirely ready to admit that if Britain is going to have a functional healthcare system, you know, 10 years from now, it's not going to be the NHS in its current form.
So we're looking at the beginning, not the beginning of the end of the beginning about NHS. The romance is past.
I would say that in terms of this difficult political process the UK needs to go through, they're sort of in the middle of the beginning. They've had the realization that it has never recovered from the pandemic and is unlikely to recover from the pandemic in terms of the huge waiting lists of patients that accumulated awaiting various treatments or diagnostic tests. So there is now this realization that it doesn't work, but they have barely at all begun the discussion about what you do to fix it. And too often the default answer is to throw more money at it.
And I'm looking at a story that is unending then. This 4-day strike is a demonstration. It is not determinative. And there is minimal possibility that the raises will happen. Is that accurate, Joe? We just have a few seconds.
I mean, it's hard to say what will happen with the raises, but the key point here is that they're going to face a major problem attracting and retaining new doctors and figuring out what the appropriate level of pay actually is. Until they reform the system more broadly.
Joseph Sternberg, he's in London, commenting on the 4-day NHS strike. We're headed to the United States because the IMF says the bank volatility cuts U.S. economic growth. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,